Oh, hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm good. How are you?
I'm trying to survive the day.
I hear you. It's been one of those weeks, right?
You know, it really has. I hate to sound like, you know, such a downer, but yeah, it really has. I need to give you, okay, so what exactly is it that, I think you said it was $200?
Yeah, it's $199 month to month. And what I can do is the payments past due from January 17th. So what I can do is if you get that up to speed, I can push the next one 30 days out. That way you won't have two payments so close together.
So let me give you a credit card number.
Okay. So it does it have the business name or your name or how does it actually read?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you here in just 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Let's see here. I don't know when I got it. I'm going to find it. Like I said, it's been one of those. I love it, didn't you?
No worries. Take your time. I don't mind waiting.
Oh, there it is. Perfect. All right. It says Everwell Medical.
Okay. Everwell Medical. And then is it still the Old Fort Parkway Road for the billing address or Old Fort Parkway? Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 5480.
Okay.
0936.
Got it.
0144.
Okay.
2851.
Okay, expiration?
0827.
And the code?
107.
So let me get your authorization. And then do you want me to show you real quick how to get on the dashboard so you can go in there and see the leads that came through while it was suspended? Because if not, I can just email them to you. But it's probably good for you to have access just so that you can kind of go in there. You know,
yeah, that'd be nice.
And check. Okay, so if you could go to my.localsplash.com, that's going to take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password. So once you get
my
there,
my.localsplash.com.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the username is PapaTom2, so P-A-P-A. T-O-M, and then the number 2.
Okay.
And then the password is, and that's all lowercase, by the way. And then the password also is all lowercase and all one word, and it's my photos. So just that all written out, no space between the my and the photos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then once you get in, you're going to see where it says, let me go back there. It'll say total results, local leads, listings. There's going to be some different squares that have numbers on them.
I see that.
So if you click on where it says 454 local leads, these are the new ones that came through. You can see the date, January 30th, January 28th, January 17th. So it could be that, you know, maybe these people filled out the form and you didn't get back to them, so maybe they reached out and called you. But just in case you didn't, you know, get in contact with these might still be some, you know, good opportunities for you.
These are all November 30th, November 30th.
Oh, no, I have January 30th, 2024. If you're showing November 30th at the top, they're going to see a little circle that says reload. You can click on that, and then that will reload them. And the first one should be Amanda Martin.
Yeah, that one just came in.
Yep, yep, that's the one from the 30th, which was, what, 2 days ago. So you have their phone numbers and whatnot now, so you can follow up with them. And then how these leads come through is on your website, we have a contact form. So most people are going to click to call you or go to your site for immediate contact, and they'll never fill out that form. But there will be occurrences, like has happened over the course of the month, where they can't call you right that second. Perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So when they plug their information into the form, you get notified that there's a lead coming through the dashboard. So I was going to tell you that I also offered last time we spoke to upgrade you to the higher end website. So I will get that going. I'll send the note over to that department so that the site will get spruced up for you, because this is one of our older, outdated sites. And if you have anything fresh that you'd like to put on the site, do you see the tabs at the top that say home, leads, website, listings? All the way to the last one, it should say business info. If you click on that one.
Okay.
And scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see that these are the pictures that we have on your site currently. But let's say you want to change the cover photo, or you want to add some more photos or put some more treatment options on here, anything. Any updates that you make to this page, they're automatically sent to our technicians, and they'll be updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So you're more than welcome to kind of come in and revise things as needed, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So are there any questions for me at this time?
No, I can't think of any at the moment.
Okay. And then, Laura, last question that I have is that the prior text messages had been going to Sam, and then I manually put your number in just to send you a couple. Do you prefer that the text messages stay going to Sam, or do you want me to keep it with the they're notifying you?
You can do both.
I can only pick one on here.
Oh,
like
it
for the automated
honestly,
text.
It doesn't matter, because it's gonna. If he gets it, he's gonna call me. If I get it, he's gonna. I'm gonna call him. So,
okay, so
I mean,
then I'll leave
fine.
It the way it was. It was going to the number ending in 5763, which I think was his number, right?
Yeah, that's his.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'll leave it that way. And if you change your mind, you can call me. But if not, I'll leave it like that for now. Okay.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Tina. I really hope you have a good evening.
I will. You too. Thank you much, Laura.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.